Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you actually see this broadcast, I hope you are having a wonderful day. This is, the subject is, will you intercede? Understanding what intercession is, the difference between you just praying and having a, you know, growing your intimate relationship with God, and then interceding, is there are pinpoints there, there's targets there, this is intentionally specific targets to be hitting for an individual. And so I can remember a time when my wife asked me a question. You know, she asked me, what do I want her to pray for? And I think this is when she stepped into true intercession. She was praying for me. She was praying for me. But when I gave her a true target, me personally giving her a target, what to pray for, and her prayers started to change, and literally, you know, being where I am now and having an opportunity to talk to her about the time she was praying, the time she was, you know, interceding and what she was interceding for, they kind of go together with some of the situations that I was in, the time and the moments that she started to intercede, to go in. Sometimes it was sounds, it was groanings, because she just didn't, she knew, she can feel the seriousness of my situation. And so it takes a different approach in how you are praying and interceding. So, you know, God is shifting us, some of us, into a new place of truly interceding. And so this morning, God, you know, as I was talking with God, he started really and truly downloading these scriptures to me. And the one that he really highlighted was Luke 22 and 32. And this scripture talks about Jesus telling Peter that he has prayed for him that his faith may not fail. God started showing me how people's faith has been hit. It's diminishing. It's getting depleted because of situations and being in situations for so long. And so the faith of, will God do it? Or, you know, and then even listening to other people, you know, say, how long are you going to do this? Or why are you doing this? Not really realizing that God is training you. God is maturing you. God is shifting you. God is doing something in you. You just don't know. Because when we step outside of our flesh and we step outside of our natural mindset and we step into our spiritual being, it says we in this world but not of this world. So we're spiritual beings, and God is truly trying to get us back to that intimate place. That intimate place is when you start to see your intercession go to another level. You'll start seeing your faith and your belief go to another level, because now you're hitting pinpoint targets. You're not just I'm praying a surface prayer, but I'm targeting exactly what I need. I'm targeting exactly what someone else is needing. You know, when it says Jesus said he prayed for him that his faith may not fail, that's indicating how important intercession truly is. This is Jesus telling Peter that. So as I'm reading it, I'm like, whoa. This thing is serious to Jesus. This intercession was serious. When Jesus prayed, he was praying for the people. He was praying for healing. He was praying for, you think about all of the things when you hear Jesus was praying and what he was praying for. In Hebrews 7 and 28, you know, Jesus is the high priest, and that he comes, he goes through the Father, and he's always living to intercede for us. He's always interceding for us. He's always interceding for us. Why? Because he understands what we're going through in our natural mind. So he's praying for your faith not to fail, Gerald's faith not to fail, his mind not to give out, his heart not to be hardened, his feelings to be in check. So when we're talking about interceding, we're looking at our children and we're saying, okay, I'm standing in the gap. You know, me and my wife, we've been praying for our children for a very long time. And we literally are praying. We pray what we want our children to have. We want what our children to have. So we're praying for their spouses. We're praying for their children. We're praying for their businesses. We're praying for their life. We're praying for their destiny. We're targeting what we see. And as we continue to pray and to bombard heaven and to stand in the gap for our children, now we're starting to see the fruits of the labor. We start to see, you know, once you start seeing things, and you know, the thing about it is we want to see a big thing happen. But God is still, he's steady asking us, do not despise the small beginnings. So as you're praying, as you're interceding for someone's life, you're interceding for someone's mind, you're interceding for someone's heart, you're interceding for someone's life. Their life depends on this. What if God is called for you to be an intercessor that prays for prisons? What if? What if he's calling you to pray for the leaders, the governmental leaders, and you don't like the government? You don't like what the government is doing. But God is calling for, he's raising up and he's calling for you to be an intercessor that is standing the gap, that he can use as a voice, that he can use as a tool to literally make changes in the government. Let alone making changes in the home. Will you intercede? Will you intercede for your home? Will you intercede for your marriage? Is your faith in your marriage depleting? Is your faith in your walk depleting? Because you keep stumbling, you keep falling, you keep making mistakes, and now you don't feel like you're worthy to be a son of God. You don't feel like you're worthy. You are in shame starts to tap in, rejection starts to tap in, you know, frustration starts to tap in, and then all of a sudden now you don't walk away from salvation. I'm not telling you something somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you something that I did. I'm telling you something that I did. This was my life. And I thank God for someone that was willing to intercede, even when they didn't want to. See, that's the thing. Even when you don't want to, are you willing to do it? Even when the situation looks horrible, will you intercede? Will you stand in the gap? Will you be that one? Will you be that one? God is calling for us to do some things that it got to go past our flesh. It has to go past our intellect. It has to go past our emotions. God is asking us to truly be intercessors, because he wants to see things change in the earth. We're here for that purpose. So I'm asking, is your faith failing? Is your faith failing? Do you still have faith that God is able? Do you still have faith that the blood still works? Do you have faith that God's promises will come to pass? Do you have faith? Is what someone else saying to you depleting your faith? Is it diminishing your faith? Well, then you need to get away from them. You need to stop communicating with them. You need to stop being around them. You need to sever that tie and be like, hey, I can't, y'all, listen, God has got me on assignment. I'm on an assignment. So they don't understand your assignment. They don't understand the mission that God has you on. He's calling for you to intercede because someone's life is dependent on it. Peter's life was dependent on this. Your wife's life is dependent on this. Your husband's life is dependent on this. Your children's life is dependent on you being the intercessor. Will you intercede? When you ask someone, will you intercede for your children? The first thing they will say is, yes. They don't have no problem interceding for that. But when you start, when you have a situation in a marriage that is has been in a disarray or has been messed up, will you intercede for that? Because listen, when you get tired and your faith is getting beat up over and over and over again, you like, I'm praying for something, but I'm never seeing it come to pass. I'm praying for something, but I'm not seeing it come to pass. And can I tell y'all something? That's something that deals with your heart. Because the purpose of why you praying and interceding is for you. It's not for them. Now that sounded crazy. I know it sounded crazy, because you're going to say, it is for them. I want them to be this. I want them to be this. But do you really want them to be this for you? Or do you want this to be this for God? Because you want them to fulfill the plans that God has for them. Or do you just want it to be good for your marriage, or be good for your relationship, or be good for your household? See, it's a difference. It's a difference when you're praying for their life to be lined up with God's will, their life to be in right standings with God, their minds to be renewed so that they will be able to hear and understand what God is calling for them to do. Their spirit, they having a renewed spirit, right? So all of those soul ties, those things that have been connected to their soul, those demonic activities, those demonic habits, those demonic traits that have been operating in the bloodline, that has been operating in their minds, that has been operating in their spirit, those things have to be severed. Those relationships severed, those dysfunctional conversations severed that are causing you to be angry, causing you to be frustrated, causing you to be irritated, causing you to not really, not really and truly wanting to step into a true intercession. I'm talking about you praying and interceding for somebody so long and so hard that you don't even have sound. You don't even have words anymore. There's no more words that are coming out. There's a sound that's coming out the depths of your soul that's crying out. Woo, that's interceding. Yeah. Them places where you've been hurt. You've been really hurt. And you've been crying for so long that you don't even have words to cry no more. You don't have words to articulate. So all you start to do is make sounds. Because you know how important it is for this person's life, for this person's assignment, for this person's destiny. God is shifting your assignment in this intercession. He's shifting it. We're not going to look at intercession just as intercession no more. This is a time where we got to create an altar in our house and get before God. Get on your knees. Get on your face and start to pinpoint, Holy Spirit, give me the accurate targets to be interceding for my family. Give me that. Getting before the altar and releasing those things that are cause your prayers to hit the ceiling and come back down. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. I know I've been hearing someone prophesy a while back. You know, they're hearing the sounds of boots coming. That's the sound of the intercessors coming out of the darkness. That's the sound of the intercessors that are coming out of hiding. The sounds of the intercessors that are coming out of the weary places. That the second wind has come. The strength. God is placing a strength upon them now to come forth, to continue to stand in the gap, to continue to stand on the wall. Come on now. We need intercessors that can see. Come on. We need intercessors that can see what the enemy is doing to the family, can see what the enemy has been doing to the men, to see what the enemy has been doing to the family, see what the enemy has been doing to hinder the body of Christ, to hinder the church, to hinder the government, to hinder this nation. Come on. I can hear the sounds of the boots. They're coming. They're coming. There's a clarion call that is calling up these intercessors. That's calling out. Are you one of those intercessors? Have you heard the sound? Have you heard the call? And you've been ignoring the call? God is calling for us to shift. Ah, yes. Come on, shift. Shift, 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 shift. Come on. Come on. Shift out of your prayer time. Shift out of your prayer time. Let's go into intercession. Let's go into I'm a warrior. Come on, I'm a warrior. I see in the spirit. Come on, I see in the spirit. Come on, let's go. I'm ready. Listen, it's breaking through. Come on, huh? Breakthrough. Come on, let's break through. Let's step out of the prayer and let's step into intercession. Let's get these targets. You know, y'all get with my wife on Tuesday and she teaches how to press in. Those are intercessional prayers that are warfare prayers. That we're not just praying prayers. We're not just praying, oh God, just, you know, just give me this and God just, I thank you for this. And I thank you. Not God, hello, shut that up. You called me to war. You've called for me to take territory. You've called for me to take back what the enemy has stole. The enemy has stole my marriage. He has stole my family. He has stole my wife. He has stole my husband. He has stole my children. I want it all back. So I'm coming in. I'm coming up with the boat. I'm stepping up with boldness. My faith is starting to rejuvenate. Yes, Lord, as I continue to read your word, I'm getting strengthened. As I read your word, I'm getting strengthened. As I listen into a worship, I'm starting to get strengthened. I'm coming before the altar. I'm getting before the altar. I'm laying down those things so easily beset me, those things that cause me to stumble and fall, that cause me to not move and operate in the way that I need to operate. I'm releasing those things now in the name of Jesus. I'm coming forth and my mind is right. Come on, my heart is right. So when I stand in this gap, Lord, I'm standing firm. I'm standing boldness. I'm standing with some strength. I will not be moved. I will not be wavered. I will not be bamboozled. I will not be tricked. I will not be manipulated by the enemy's tactics or plot plans and ploys. I cancel them now in the name of Jesus. I stand firm on the assignment that you have called for me to be. I hear the sound of the intercessor and I say, here I am. Here I am, Lord. I'll do it. I'll go. I'll stand in the gap. I'll be that intercessor. I'll be that intercessor. I know how to cover myself. I know how to plead the blood of Jesus over me. I know how to set a boundary around me that the enemy cannot attack. I know how to shut him down. I know how, listen, God has given strategic tactics when you get before the altar. When you get at that altar, there's tactics when you rise up. There's an assignment when you rise up. There's instructions when you rise up. There's a new sound that coming out of you. There's a new boldness coming out of you. Right now, you just laying down and you in your weary place. You in that victim place. I counsel the victim spirit. I'm declaring that you are a warrior, that you are a conqueror, that you are a one that desires to take territory. You are the one that desires to fight for your family, to intercede for your family, intercede for your marriage. You won't get weary. You won't be fatigued. You won't be tired. Your faith will not fail you. In the name of Jesus, I declare that your faith is rising day by day. I declare that as you persist and you press into the word of God, that your faith increases daily. Your faith increases, I mean, by the hour. Listen, come on. We stepping into a new other breakthrough. We stepping into this breakthrough. This is a breakthrough. Are you prepared for the breakthrough? I'm just asking. Are you prepared for the breakthrough? Are you prepared? Will you intercede? Put on there, I will intercede. I will intercede. Come on. I need you to declare that. Because if you're hearing the sound of the intercessor, God calling the intercessor, let God know I hear the sound. I will intercede. I will intercede. Come on. It's time out for letting the enemy just take our stuff. We're not weak. You are not weak. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. You can't even think or even ask about what God can do above and beyond what your simple mind is thinking. God is looking for people that will. They will hear the sound and they will rise up. But guess where they're coming from? They're coming from the altar. They're coming from the altar. They're not coming from the club. They're not coming from the weary place. They're not coming from this place of a victim. They're not coming from that place. They're coming from a place of the altar. There's an altar of intercession that God is calling for us to get to. Because when you get to that altar, when you get to this altar, when you get to the altar and you get down on your knees and get down on your face, and you're going to hear these instructions from God. Because you're saying, I will. When I rise up, I'm rising up and I'm going. I'm rising up and I'm taking back. I'm rising up in boldness. I'm rising up in assurance. I'm rising up in confidence. I'm rising up and I'm taking back everything that the enemy stole. Matter of fact, I'm taking back everything from the enemy's camp. As a matter of fact, everything that the enemy has stole from generation to generation, I'm taking back my generational blessings, my generational favor, my generational influence, everything that the enemy has stolen from my bloodline. I'm taking it back because I'm coming out of intercession. I'm coming out of I'm coming from the altar. I'm coming from a place where I'm sitting before God and I'm hearing God give me the assignments of what I need to do. How do I need to pray for my children? What do I need to pray for my children? What is my children going through? Things that your children ain't even told you. When you get at this altar, God is going to give you the instructions of what you need to be praying for. You've been praying for something and you just been praying a general prayer. But God has said, no, you got to be more specific. Your child is sitting here dealing with depression, but she ain't going to never tell you. Your son is dealing with homosexuality, but he ain't going to never tell you. Your children are dealing with the worldly desires and worldly influence, but they ain't gonna tell you because they don't. The enemy has gotten them into a place where they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to understand it. But God says you got to get this stuff at the altar. You got to come to the altar. You got to come to that place of an intercessor. That you're coming to the altar. You've created an altar. You've went in your room. This is my intercessory room. This is the room where I'm going and I'm sitting before God. Y'all call it y'all prayer room, but you change the name. This is my intercession room. This is the place where I get before God. This is the place where I get before God and I get my instructions to get up the next day and I'm going to handle business, kingdom business. I'm going to handle business for God. I'm not saying there's not something wrong with praying. Yes, you can pray. You can pray all you want to, but there's a time to pray and there's a time to intercede. You got to know what season you in. You got to know. God got me on this intercession. I love to stand in the gap. I love to pray, man. I told y'all, man, that stuff is in my blood. That stuff is in my blood. My mother prayed hard. My mother prayed a lot. you know. And every time I get to thinking about it, I can feel the weight of the prayers. I can feel the weight of intercession. I can feel the weight of praying for people. I can feel the weight of it. And it's not a fear weight. This is an excitement weight. It's like, my God, you've given me the capacity to be able to handle this weight, this authority that you built me to do. You built me for this. Some of y'all getting at this altar, y'all gonna get before God this morning, and you're gonna God shift me into the intercessor mode, shift me into the intercessor that you have called for me to be. Let that intercessory prayers come forth out of me. Let it bubble up out of me. Let it come forth out of my navi. Let it come forth out of the depths of my soul. Let it come forth, because I stand in the gap for my family, for my children, for my marriage, for my bloodline. Are you willing to shift today? Are you willing to shift today? I'm not talking about tomorrow. I ain't talking about Sunday. I ain't talking about next Wednesday. I'm talking about today. Like today. Like today. Like, find your spot. Get in your car. If your car is a time where you get before God and you're dealing with your people, and you get in your car and you're driving, and that's your prayer time, right? You know, I'm sitting there and I get in my car and I don't play no music. I just listen to God. But God says, now I need you to get into a place early in the morning, and I need you to come to me at the dew of the morning, because there's instructions that I need you to understand. I need you to intercede for this day. There's instructions that I'm supposed to have in this day. There's instructions that I'm supposed to pray for someone that's about to get on the road that didn't even know that they was getting on the road, that the enemy was trying to set an accident up, but God has called for you to intercede. And if you miss your intercession moment, you miss the moment of getting before God and getting your assignment for the day and understanding what the day is for. Come on. That's how deep this thing is. This is not about, I just want to be an intercessor. No. I need to get these instructions before God, because someone's life depends on it. So if your life depended on someone interceding for you, do you know who interceding for you? Do you know who's interceding for you? Because it would be wise to know who's interceding for you. As a leader, you know, it's our job to intercede for the people that God is entrusting us with. So your leader should be interceding for you. And so God got me on that. I preached that thing last Sunday, and that thing just been hidden. I'm like, I'm responsible for these people. I'm responsible for these people's day. I can't just wake up and not get before God, because I don't know. I don't, if I wake up in my, you know, my human mind, I wake up, I just start doing my routine and get on to my day. But if I have to get up at the dew of the morning, and now God is like giving me instructions, I need you to pay for such and such, because they're getting ready to do this, and they're getting ready to make this move, and they're getting ready to make that move, and I need you to be praying for them. I need you to be interceding for them. I need you to be praying for on their behalf. I'm not praying for them because I want something. I'm praying for them because the enemy has something planned that's trying to distract or hinder or cause them to miss something. And I don't want them to miss anything. I don't want you to miss anything. So that's why I'm understanding that God is shifting us into a new place. He's shifting. He's calling the intercessors to come forth. He's calling for the intercessors to come forth. But he's calling you to the altar. That's where you're going to get these instructions. We get it all confused. We get it confused. We come into the altar. And I told y'all, I'm not knocking prayer. We should all pray. We should all pray without ceasing. But understand that God is trying to elevate. It's levels to it. It's levels to this. So God is trying to take you to the next level. You've been praying for a situation for 10 years. Heart getting hard, because you're not seeing anything, your faith's starting to fail. But I come today to tell you that God is shifting you into the intercessor. That you're gonna lose track of time. It doesn't even matter about time. It's all about God, your heart, and about God giving you an assignment, and you're not gonna stop your assignment or quit your assignment or abort your assignment until your job is done. Until it's done. So I put the banner behind me because my wife says this all the time. Pray it until you see it. And when you see it, you protect it. You've been praying these prayers, but God says now you have to go into intercession to get the breakthrough. See, the breakthrough is in intercession. The breakthrough is in the intercession. So you could be praying, but then all of a sudden you shift into the intercessor, and all of a sudden now the weight of your punch knocks the enemy out. The weight of you swinging your hammer knocks the wall down. Listen, hey, I can see a person coming to the altar. Coming to the altar and they're getting down and they're praying and they're so timid. They're so nice. But God starts to shift them, right? They start to shift them. They go from kneeling down and praying for God, and then all of a sudden now they on their face and they hit shata ta da da boko shoto. Because now you don't know what to pray for no more. So now you go into tongues. So now you're not in your natural. So when you step into your heavenly language, when you start tapping into your heavenly language, now you're tapping into a dimension that you don't even know what you're saying. You don't even know what you're praying. But the Holy Spirit knows what you're praying. He knows what you're saying. And as you get down, you start to feel a shift in your mind. You start to feel a shift in your body. So now when you raise up, you're raising up as an intercessor. Yeah, you don't look the sound. You don't look the same. You don't sound the same. There's a shift that is happening. And I want to know, are you willing to shift? Are you willing to intercede? Are you willing? Are you willing? Because he's not going to make you do it. You can be fine in your prayer. You can be fine in your prayer because intercession takes a whole nother thought process. It takes a whole nother level of maturity. It takes a whole nother level of faith. It takes a whole nother level of obedience and discipline. You can't be in an intercession and then be a person that quits all the time. Because you can say, oh, I prayed. Intercession is an assignment. It's an assignment, a serious assignment, and you just can't quit. I got a question. Now, I'm not a military person, but if you are in the military and you done signed up for the military and you just decide, I quit, you have a whole assignment and you just say, I quit, I'm done. I don't want to do this no more. Your time ain't up. Your assignment is not up. But in your mind, because you tired and you don't like it, it's not right. It don't feel good anymore. Now you want to quit. Because that's what you can do. That's what you do in prayer. Well, I ain't seeing nothing. I ain't praying for that no more. I ain't praying for them no more. But when you take on the role of the intercessor, you can't walk away from your assignment. I think they have a name for that. I don't even know the name of it. But I think the military has a name for a person that quits and just walks away. AWOL, that's what it is. You don't want AWOL. You go to jail for that. So what if, think about this now, think about this. So if God has called for you to shift from a prayer to intercessor, and then you decide that you don't want that assignment, and so you abort that assignment spiritually. You abort that assignment. So in the natural, if you abort your assignment, that's a criminal offense. If you abort your assignment in the spirit, what's that? A spiritual offense. I'm thinking, because I can see it in the spirit. I can see it in the spirit, because if there's a judicial system in heaven, as it is here on earth, what are they saying? You're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. What are they saying about you? Oh man, you're about to quit again. They're not gonna take that assignment. I'm declaring that the assignment that God is giving you, that is shifting you into, that was your God-given assignment, but because of circumstances and situations, the enemy has caused you not to be able to see or to embrace the assignment that is on your life to intercede, not only for your family, but for generations to come, that have called for you to be a intercessor to the nations, an intercessor to family, an intercessor to entertainment, intercessor to the seven mountains. Listen, some people got assignments that are serious. But my question to you again is, will you intercede? Will you take on the assignment of the intercessor? Amen. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the rising up of the intercessors, Father. I thank you, Father, that you are causing them to come to the altar, Father God, to come before you, Father God, to get the instructions that they need, Father God, for the task that you have at hand, Father. Continue to sharpen their discerner. Continue to give them the ears to hear. Continue to give them the heart of discipline now, in the name of Jesus. Renew a right mind within them. Renew a right spirit with them, Father God, daily, in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak a hedge of protection set around them, Father God, that no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper, Father God. I thank you that they will fulfill the assignment to the end, Father God. They will not abort. They will not delay. They will not quit. They will not be weary, Father God. Their faith will not faint now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I'm declaring that the angels of heaven, Father God, are camped around them now, in the name of Jesus. They are ministering to them, Father God, in these weary moments, in these weary times, Father God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, that intercessors are being raised up, Father God, to help marriages and to pray for marriages, Father God, to pray marriages are being restored, marriages are being reconciled, marriages are being divine alignment now, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that there is a thing that you're doing in the family that will bring forth help, that will bring forth insight, that will bring forth wisdom, that will bring forth understanding in the assignment that you're calling for them to walk in now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let the clarion horn shofar go forth now, in the name of Jesus. Let the sound of heaven go forth now, Father God, that you're calling intercessors from the north, the east, the south, the west, that you're calling intercessors, Father God. They're coming forth out of a new place now, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that what is happening in heaven, Father God, is done on earth now, in the name of Jesus. Hetarabako sotorobo santa. Increase, Father God, the heavenly language, Father God, that the instructions that you are releasing, Father God, in this time, and Father God, in this season, let them, Father God, understand the releasing of a Kairos timing, Father God. Things that are happening in seasons, and things that are happening in the proper timing, in a right alignment now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let these intercessors, Father God, come forth, Father God, with a second wind. Let them come forth, Father God, speaking with fire, praying with fire, interceding with fire now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let them see ahead of time, Father God. Give them the eyes to see, Father God, what the enemy is doing. Let them be able to peek into the enemy's camp, Father God, and declaring, Father God, that they're taking back everything. Father God, everything that was stolen from them, stolen from their families now, is being brought back to them now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you for your glory. I thank you, Father God, for the sounds of intercessors, Father God, coming together now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. There's a sound here. If you at home, go into your heavenly language. Let's shut down the enemy's network. Shut down the enemy's communication that has been going from that's been hovering around the earth, that's been hovering around, that's been causing people's lives to be derailed, causing people's lives to be at disarray, causing people's marriages to be in shambles, causing people's children to be disobedient and rebellious, causing the world to pull our children's to worldly desires and worldly influences. Let's shut that stuff down. Intercessors coming forth to shut it down. We cause an calling forth intercessors that are shut it down now in the name of Jesus, shutting down witches and warlocks, shutting down witching networks now in the name of Jesus. They're shutting down all demonic plot plans and ploys. They're shutting it down now in the name of Jesus, Father God. They're operating in a boldness. They're operating in a security of who they are now in the name of Jesus. I declare this release is happening now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. I thank you right now, Father God, for showing up, Father God, for people that are in need. Father, show up and show out now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let their faith grow into you. Let their faith grow, Father God, for you now in the name of Jesus, as they lean, rely, and they trust in you, Father God, for every aspect of their life now in the name of Jesus. Father, I know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, Father God, and I thank you for the resources coming from the north, the east, the south, the west, Father God, to meet the needs of your people, Father God. So I thank you that the intercessors, Father God, that are rising up, Father God, and they're fighting against lack and not enough. They're coming against poverty now in the name of Jesus. They're coming up against all drug addictions and drug abuse now in the name of Jesus, Father God. You're calling intercessors to have an assignment, Father God, that people's lives are in danger. People's lives are needing intercessors that are stand up and be bold, that are intercessors that are standing on the mountain and cry loud now in the name of Jesus. I declare that the good news is being delivered. The good news is being delivered to the people all throughout the world now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right, y'all, listen. I pray that this message bless you, stretches you, encourages you. If you are an intercessor, I'm expecting you to understand, get to your altar. You know, wherever that place is, if it's your closet, if it's at your edge of your bed, whatever it may be, God is causing you to get lower. You ain't low enough. Because the lower you get, the higher he's going to ascend you. So I'm telling you now, get on your face. Get into this place. Get the altar. Get to the altar. Get to the altar. Get on your face. Because these instructions that are happening, the shift that he's trying to shift us into, there has to be a place of humility. There has to be a place of lowliness, that what God is getting ready to do is going to really and truly baffle not only your mind, but it's going to save the lives of the people that he's called for you to intercede for. And they're going to know that it was you that was praying for them. It's not something that you're going to have to say. It's not something that you're going to have to be telling them, I prayed for you. I interceded for you. I'm interceding for you. No, you don't have to open your mouth and say that. That's what you do when you be praying. And that's why your prayers ain't moving, because your heart wasn't right. You wanted them to know that I'm praying for you and ain't nothing happening. Mm-hmm. Now I need you to shift to interceding and keep your mouth shut. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Thank y'all for being here with me. Y'all have a blessed and wonderful day. And remember, day by day, situation by situation, let's get better. Let's shift. All right? Come on, intercessors.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.